Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Narlski. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops it up and throws to first, with Narlski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilhelm, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 0 in the game. Narlski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to third. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Keene reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. K-Line scores. Osborne moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-2 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-2 in the game. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-2 in the game. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-1 in the game. Narlski bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klaus moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narlski hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsburg scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pilarczyk reaches second base with a double. Pearson moves to third. Dave Sisler now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Pilarczyk scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zwivorink now pitching. Whitey Lockman now playing second base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's throws to second for one, and Lockman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 4 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive towards first. Boyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.